This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So tell us about this mackerel then. Where did you catch it?
I got it in St. George's Market this all morning. Right. Yeah, so I'll just put it on and then we can talk about it, John. But it's, look how fresh it is. And this is when I think sometimes when we buy fish, or maybe sometimes we eat fish when we're out, it's not that fresh. But if you look at it, it should be really shiny.
Real shiny skin and a pink skin.
And then that lovely pink flesh. And that's exactly. And absolutely no smell.
No smell.
That's the key. I mean, a fresh fish does not smell a fish. I think that's what puts a lot of people off.
Now, did you oil the pan?
No. I'll tell you what I did with the pan, because you know the way sometimes I want to serve this with the skin on, you always think, oh, I don't want the, you know, a stick to this, the pan. So look, I have a bit of parchment paper on the pan.
Oh, get you. Right.
So just put a bit of parchment paper in the pan and then it'll cook for you and it'll not stick.
And the parchment paper doesn't burn?
No.
Okay. Never done that before.
No, so just that is so fresh, actually. It's curling up, but then we'll get a couple of bits. So we just leave that. And the thing about it is, too, get your heat up nice and high when you're cooking fish.
Uh-huh.
If you know, a lot of people barbecue all year round. So if you get the barbecue cranked up today, this is great. And then, you know, but as you can see, there's no smell from that.
No.
It doesn't smell fishy because it is so fresh. I haven't seasoned it because I'm doing a teriyaki sauce with it. So this is a light soy sauce, mm-hmm. bit of honey, some vinegar and some fresh grated ginger. And then that I just boil it up to the honey. Because all my honey at the moment is, I think my house must be cold, John, because all the honey's solid. So just warm it through. Yeah, so and you can sort of see, can you see that there now? It's sort of coming up the sides.
Yeah.
Just a wee bit there. So just leave that a few seconds and then I just want to prove how quick fish is to cook. And I think that's one of these things that you always sort of think, I don't have time to cook. Well, you can cook mackerel or
anything.
Yeah. So we're going to do it with some beetroot. Beetroot and mackerel are beautiful together. So this is raw beetroot salad and it's just got just grate the beetroot. Just a wee tip.
Take the skin off the beetroot and then grate it?
Peel it, yeah.
Okay.
Peel it and then coarsely grate it. Now, my tip today would be to put a bowl with the grater in a plastic bag, and then when you grate it, you don't get covered in red.
Oh, right, okay.
In your kitchen, especially if you have white tiles in the wall,
it'll get covered. It'll look like a Texas chainsaw massacre.
Yeah, exactly. So put it in and then, right, and I'm going to flip that mackerel over now. So just to flip that.
I'm intrigued that the paper hasn't burnt. I'd have set the place on fire by now.
It's not far off it, but anyway, well, that's all part of the fun.
It is. And we've been warned to put away all our fish.
That's all down the stairs.
Take it all away afterwards.
It's all outside.
And not leave it.
Yeah, so I fried up an onion, John, and a bit of ginger, and then some vinegar, and a bit of salt, and some chilli, and that's in with the beetroot. And the great thing about this is you can leave it in the fridge and it just keeps getting better and better. I would say just it'll do you a week, you know.
Uh-huh. And like a coleslaw.
That's it. And then, but it's got no, there's no dairy in it or anything like that there. Mm-hmm. So and then a wee bit of this teriyaki sauce over the mackerel now, just to glaze that. So just, and that should, the honey in that should go nicely And just waiting for this to ignite. But anyway, it's not. It's okay.
No, it hasn't so
no,
far.
No, it's not. It's
and we should say as well, there'll be a podcast of this available as well. Right. So that you can download the podcast, listen to it and make your own, as well as being able to give us a call on 03030805555 and we'll send you out a sheet for yourself.
So, John, and then just what I'll do is now flip that back over just to get it into the sauce, just to glaze it.
Look at the skin.
Yeah, so that's nice and crispy.
Beautiful brown
colour
skin.
And just take this sort of, strip that sauce over it there. And then I'm going to turn that off, and that's it. That's the fish ready. So I think we all sort of tend to think, I don't have time to cook.
Yeah.
You don't have 3 minutes to stick something really, really beautifully healthy. And mackerel at the moment is so in season, you know, and it's one of those things that we do beautifully in this country. It's a cold water fish.
Yeah.
Trust the water is cold at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And I know that.
You're in the sea.
Yes, and it's very cold, yes. So, so John, there were meant to be some spuds with us, but what I did was cut them up. They're photographs on the website. And unfortunately, they're not here today, but they've just got a wee bit of dulse butter on them. But this is fine. This is a, you know. Right, and then just a wee bit of the teriyaki sauce to the top of that. It's actually more of a marinade than a sauce. And then just a few wee sesame seeds, toasted sesame seeds on top of that there. So, if you're going to eat anything today, this will be...
Lovely.
Yeah.
So mackerel on top of a wee bit. Oh, look at the sesame seeds on top of all that. That is just falling apart.
Sesame seeds are supposed to be great for you, you know, as a, you know, just for zinc and well-being. So is ginger. So this is probably, the, you know, for the time we're living in, this is probably one of the most healthy things you could have, because raw beetroot's fabulous. That nice ginger in it, raw ginger, is great for your guts and, you know.
And that warmth out of the ginger.
Wee bit of warmth out of the ginger. Wee bit of chilli in it, and then, you know, it's not a big heavy sauce with the mackerel. You want the mackerel to be mackerel. You know, I think that's the thing, isn't it?
And a simple mackerel, it's not smoked or anything. Just
no,
simple.
Just lovely. Just a nice, just soya, honey, a nice light Japanese soya sauce, bit of honey, bit of vinegar, and some ginger again and that.
Delicious.
Yep.
Really delicious. And do you know what? And I say this as an absolute devotee of spuds, as you know.
Yeah.
You don't actually need the spuds.
You don't need the spuds, so we're just, yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.